Good morning, everyone. We want to welcome each and every one of you to the radio program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White from the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're glad to have you this morning. We're going to be studying this week out of the book of Genesis. We're going to look at some lessons this week that we can learn from the Garden of Eden and what all took place there. We're going to look at the latter half of Genesis chapter 2 and all of Genesis chapter 3. One of the first points that we can find from the book of Genesis and the lessons from the garden is that man and woman are to be together. In Genesis chapter 2, starting in verse 18, it says, "And the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh in its place. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman. And he brought her to the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed." So we see here one of the first lessons that we can pull from the book of Genesis and lesson from the Garden of Eden is that man and woman are to be together. The Bible only talks about a man and a woman being together, being joined in marriage. Jesus talked about it when discussing marriage and divorce in Matthew chapter 19. If you have your Bibles and you're turning with me in Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6, it says that he answered them and said to them, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate." So we see Jesus talking about marriage and divorce, that what God has joined together, let not man separate. We also see that he specifically says man and a woman. God made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Steve. You know, in the world today, we see a lot of homosexuality that's in our world and in our culture, and it's accepted when it used to not be accepted. But we can see clearly from the Bible, straight out of the Word of God, where he created man and woman, and he created them to be together. He didn't create man and man to be together. We see many examples of this where this is not condoned and is frowned upon, and a prime example would be in Genesis chapter 19 when we see the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. There was a lot of homosexuality that was going on in those days, and he tells Lot that he needs to get his family and get out because he's fixing to destroy the city because of their wickedness and because of the homosexuality. We also see in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 where it talks about how drunkards and partiers and homosexuals would not inherit the kingdom of God. So we see these things. One of the first primary lessons that we can get from the Garden of Eden is how that man and woman are to be together. Again, this is not me giving my opinion. This is strictly from what the Bible teaches, and that is that man and woman are to be together. So that's our first lesson for today. Again, we would encourage you to join us throughout the rest of the week as we study from God's Word. Tomorrow we're going to look at, starting Genesis chapter 3, talk about what the devil is. I would hope that you would continue to follow along with us throughout the week. If you're looking for a place to worship, we'd love to have you. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, located in Athens, Alabama, just west of Athens. And again, our services are at 9:30 on Sunday mornings and at 10:20 for our normal worship service. And then we meet on Sunday evenings at 5 o'clock. And then for our midweek Bible study at 7. Again, thank you for your time, and everyone have a great day.